You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
On November 10th, in a show of strength not seen in decades, some 50,000 students demonstrated in the streets of London, England. They were protesting against recently announced cuts to education spending by the British government. The proposed cuts mean tuition fees will likely triple, leading to concerns that higher education will once again become something that only the rich can afford. Refusing to take this sitting down, educational institutions have become hotbeds of student organizing. And to fill us in on this, we're joined on the phone by Siobhan Brown from Manchester, England. She's a third-year university student and has been heavily involved in organizing opposition to these cuts. Welcome to Vancouver Cooperative Radio, Siobhan.
Hello. Nice to be with you.
Government policies first. What have they done to student costs for education at university?
Okay, well, at the moment, what's going on is they're talking about increasing tuition fees to £9,000 a year for British undergraduate students, which is a tripling of what we pay already. At the moment, we pay just over £3,000 a year for tuition. We're looking at, students at the moment are coming out of university with £20,000 or £30,000 worth of debt, and now we're looking at, nearly £80,000 or £90,000 if the proposal goes through. So it's quite a big change in terms of the way that university education is funded in this country.
And did this just start with the new coalition government? I remember that people didn't pay tuition in the UK at one time.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, tuition fees were first introduced in 97, I think it was, and then they were increased to £3,000 several years ago now. And now what's been happening is part of the coalition government is a party called the Liberal Democrats, who were, if you like, the third party in British politics, who have, before the election, pledged that they wouldn't increase tuition fees, signed a pledge to say that they'd vote for a fairer alternative to tuition fees, and are now, as part of the coalition agreement, going completely back on what they said they were going to do before the election.
Are the students particularly angry with the Liberals because of that betrayal or not?
Yeah, I think, the Liberal Democrats were seen by many students as, a progressive party, a party who they said that they were anti-war, they said that they would get rid of tuition fees, and actually Liberal Democrat MPs do quite well amongst students. They've got quite a large student vote, so the constituency down the road from me, Manchester Withington, has got a Liberal Democrat MP, partly due to the fact that there's a large student population there who voted for him. So I think there is a deep feeling of betrayal and towards the Liberal Democrats, yeah, and you saw that on the demonstration last week. Like, a lot of the placards were to do with, lying Lib Dems and all this kind of thing. So I think the students are very angry with being let down. I feel that they've been let down by them, yeah.
Yeah, even in the face of dramatic cuts such as facing, the cuts to education, which amount to tripling of tuition fees for the students, mass mobilizations don't sort of materialize spontaneously. Are there other background factors that contributed to the size and the real vibrancy of the student demonstrations?
Yeah, I mean, the demonstration was organized by two unions. First was the National Union of Students, and it's the first time that the National Union of Students have called a demonstration in a number of years now. And also the University and Colleges Union, which is the teaching staff union for people who work in universities and colleges. So it was called by both of those. And it's sort of been building for, since the start of term, we were building for the demonstration. So over 2 months in terms of getting people to come on coaches and things like that. But also it's happening in a backdrop of huge public sector cuts going on across the board. And I think that students feel that it's not only an attack on their education, but also, if they go into a hospital and there are less nurses there or anything like that, they're talking about huge cuts in welfare benefits, all these kind of things. I think students recognise as well as that, what's going on in education. There's all of these things, other things going on as well, which compelled them, I think, to come onto the streets of London last week. So there's a lot of things going on, and also there's an increased organisation and militancy in the student movement that is emerging, which has meant that people definitely want to get involved, and they see it as an exciting and important thing to do.
I remember in 2008, 2009, when Israel was massacring people in Gaza, there were reports here of numbers of quite, it seemed, spontaneous sit-ins, occupations, which students were involved in. Did that sort of contribute at all to the kind of energy which we see in the opposition to the tuition cuts?
I think that wave of occupations, over 30 universities went into occupation in January and February in 2009. I was involved in the one here at Manchester University, which went on for 31 days over Gaza. And I think that has shown that is a tactic that can work in terms of getting demands met. And I think a lot of students will recognise that's a way to go in terms of getting what we want. But also, I mean, you see, actually, in the student movement now, I'm in my final year, so I'm one of the few people who are still around from that occupation. Actually, there are first years coming through, 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds, who are coming through who haven't been involved in things like occupations and sit-ins before. But they recognise that as a good tactic for taking the struggle forward, really. So it's partly a mixture of our experience before, but also new people coming in with the energy and enthusiasm we need to take things forward.
What has been the media response to the protests so far? How have they reported it?
Well, to be honest with you, for the most part of the mass media, actually, they haven't been friendly towards students. I think that's quite an understatement, actually. You know, you saw the day after the demonstration, like headlines, you know, students riot in London, all of that kind of thing, really trying to whip up a sort of backlash against the students and the protesters who were there on the day. So they really, and also other newspapers, the right-wing press, the Murdoch press, have gone out to put up images of students who were involved in the protest and saying things like, do you know who this student is, grass them up to the police, that kind of thing. So there's really been a massive witch hunt against the protesters from the media, which obviously hasn't been helpful, but I think we are winning the argument that it's these kind of tactics which is gonna let us win what we want, really, and that we need, you know, a militant movement to take things forward. So
You're referring, I assume, to the effort to whip up hatred or distrust of the students because of the occupation for a short period of the Conservative Party headquarters in London?
Yeah, that's true, yep. The march, the demonstration went from near the Houses of Parliament and along the banks of the Thames, which went past the Conservative Party HQ on Millbank. And students got in, occupied the foyer of the HQ. Some of them got onto the roof, and that's really what the media have been focusing on over the last week or so.
And what do we know about the wider public response, given that, as you mentioned earlier, a lot of people in England, particularly the poorer people of England, are facing massive, massive cuts and changes to their housing, to their welfare payments, etc. Have they been buying the bait put forward of scapegoating the students that they see in the media?
Well, I think actually what we've seen is a lot of workers, people around the country who have been really inspired by what students have been doing over the last few weeks. You know, I mean, even in the Daily Mail, which I don't know if you know, but is a very right-wing newspaper in Britain, they put out a poll saying, you know, do you support the student protesters? And 40% of the people who replied to that poll in a very right-wing paper said that they supported our protests. And also, I mean, workers around the country who have seen what we're doing have, you know, sent support, signed the unity statement against the witch hunt of the student protesters, saying that you know, what we need is unity to fight these cuts. So actually, although the media are trying very hard to portray us in a certain way, I think workers will look at what students are doing and feel very comforted by the fact that someone is doing something.
Can you tell us what's planned in the upcoming weeks and months?
On Wednesday is a day of action, a national day of action across the country, which will involve students walking out. I mean, there have been reports of students walking out in high schools and sixth form colleges and in universities across the country. There'll be demonstrations on loads of campuses across the country, so that's sort of going to be a focus for this week in terms of what we're building for to make a really big impact with that. And I'm sure there'll be lots of things like that coming up over the next few weeks. But I think, you know, it's important to say that at the moment, I think the anger is definitely there for, you know, a huge mass unified movement to go forward and fight these cuts. And actually, these things will be happening on almost a daily basis, I think. You know, if a conservative politician turns up to a university campus, I think we can expect that there'll definitely be a protest against them, which there may not have been a few months ago. So I think things are definitely changing quickly, and it's quite hard to keep up with things, but it's definitely developing in a very positive way.
Well, that's good news, and we wish you the best of luck in the continuing struggle against these cuts to education and massive cuts to people's living situations across the country. Thanks for taking the time, Siobhan.
Thank you for having me. Thank you very much.
All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
I've been speaking with Siobhan Brown. She's a third-year student at the University of Manchester, and she's actively involved in organizing opposition to the education policy of the current British government.